Her summaries this week contain three family law cases. In Piker v. Piker 2022 ARC App 480, the Arkansas Court of Appeals, in affirming an order that denied a motion to change custody, agreed there was no material change in circumstances below. Judge Verdon wrote, "Appellant Jared Piker appeals from the Saline County Circuit Court's order denying his petition for a modification in custody of the party's two children. Jared argues that the trial court erred in denying his request to share joint custody with the children's mother, appellee Anna Piker. Specifically, Jared contends that the trial court erred in finding that there had been no material change of circumstances. We affirm. The parties were married in 2004. Their daughter was born in 2007, and their son was born in 2011. When the parties divorced in 2017, they agreed that Anna would have full custody of their children. In the discussion of visitation, mention was made in the divorce decree that Jared travels for work. In July 2020, Jared petitioned for a modification of custody, and he later amended his petition to allege that Anna had been awarded custody of the children because he traveled extensively for work, that there had been a major change in circumstances given that he no longer travels and now works from home, and that Anna's work schedule has resulted in the children staying at home alone. Jared also alleged that another major change in circumstances was his remarriage, which has brought stability to his home along with a nurturing environment in which to raise the children. The trial court appointed Brooks Wiggins as attorney ad litem, and a hearing on Jared's petition was held in August 2021. End of quote. The Court of Appeals explained evidence which may support a material change in circumstances and recounted decisional authority limiting the changes to exclude those brought about by the non-custodial parent. Quote, in order to modify a custody decree, the trial court must apply a two-step process. First, the court must determine whether a material change in circumstances has occurred since the divorce decree was entered. Second, if the court finds that there has been a material change in circumstances, the court must determine whether a change of custody is in the child's best interest. Generally, courts impose more stringent standards for modifications in custody than they do for initial determinations of custody. The party seeking modification has the burden of showing a material change in circumstances. Factors that are appropriate to consider when determining if there has been a material change of circumstances include, but are not limited to, one parent's relocation, the passage of time, the remarriage of one or both parents, a strained relationship between the parent and child, and the preference of the child. A change in the circumstances of the non-custodial parent alone is not sufficient to justify a change of custody. End of quote. Even if he showed a material change in circumstances, the opinion added showing a custody change would meet the best interest factor was lacking. Quote, considering Wiggins' detailed report and the children's stated preferences, we agree with the trial court that a modification of custody would not have been in the best interest of these children. Myers v. McCall, 2009 ARC App 541, recognizing that the preference of the children as to their custodial arrangement is an appropriate factor for a trial court to take into account in determining whether to change custody. End of quote. End of decision. In Kugler v. Arkansas Department of Human Services, 2022 ARC App 485, the Arkansas Court of Appeals affirmed an order granting termination of parental rights of the mother, but it reversed as to the father because there was no finding he was a parent. Judge Gruber reasoned. Here, Kugler was identified as the putative parent of MC2 at the outset of the case, and he continued to be so identified. The petition for termination specifically noted that Kugler had never established paternity as to MC2, but had participated in the case and acted as the child's father during the case. The order terminating parental rights referred to Kugler as the putative parent and made no finding that he is a parent. The statutory grounds alleged by DHS and found by the circuit court required proof that Kugler is a parent as a prerequisite to terminating his parental rights. Because the circuit court never entered an order expressly finding him to be a parent, Kugler's rights had not attached to be terminated. End of quote. End of decision. In Pilcher v. McWilliams, 2022, Arc App 487, the Arkansas Court of Appeals reversed and remanded because the circuit court hearing the child custody matter disallowed evidence of prior violence, yet it considered the testimony in reaching a decision. Judge Barrett explained, Rashada testified that when she was 6 months pregnant with child one, she and Travis were involved in a two-hour argument during which Travis told her that he was going to break her laptop and burn the house down. The argument ended with Travis punching a hole in the wall beside Rashada's head. Rashada called as a witness Veronica Lopez, the mother of Travis's older child, and began to question Veronica about an order of protection she filed against Travis in 2014. Travis's attorney objected to the testimony on the basis of relevance and remoteness. Rashada responded that it was relevant because it related to Travis's anger issues. The circuit court ruled that Rashada had to lay a foundation for the testimony, that the information had to be more recent than 7 years ago, and it stated, "At this juncture, I'm going to sustain the objection, but lay some foundation." Veronica then testified that she believed Travis had anger issues. She recounted an incident in 2018 in which Travis got into a fight with his sister while his and Veronica's child was present, and Travis threw a lunchbox at his sister's head. Travis objected on the basis of relevance, but his objection was overruled. Veronica said that she had not personally witnessed any other violent outbursts from Travis from 2018 to 2021, although she had heard about some. Rashada's counsel then asked the circuit court if he had laid a sufficient foundation to inquire about the 2014 incident. Travis's counsel objected, and Rashada's counsel asked if he could proffer the testimony, noting that Travis's expert witness, Dr. Dawn DeRay, needed to hear the testimony to consider if she believed the behavior was abusive. Travis's counsel countered that Dr. DeRay had already reviewed Veronica's deposition in which she talked about the incidents, and she had also reviewed the ex parte order and petition for an order of protection in the 2014 incident. Nevertheless, the circuit court allowed Rashada to proffer Veronica's testimony, stating, "I'm not going to consider it in making a custody determination in this case at this time, but I'm going to let him make a proffer of the evidence." Although the circuit court refused to allow Lopez's testimony, it did allow Rashada to proffer it. Although the circuit court told the parties that it would not consider Veronica's testimony in making a custody determination, it is evident from the findings in its order that it was indeed considered in the custody determination, which was clearly erroneous. End of quote. A second point was that the trial court misapplied a statutory presumption. Quote, Travis's second point on appeal relates to his first point. He argues that the circuit court erred in awarding Rashada custody on the basis of Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913.101C. We agree. In an original child custody determination in a divorce, there is a rebuttable presumption that joint custody is in the child's best interest. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913.101A1A4A. One way to rebut an award of joint custody is if the circuit court finds by clear and convincing evidence that joint custody is not in the child's best interest. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913.101A1A4B1. Another is found in Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913.101C1 and 2, which provides C1. If a party to an action concerning custody of or a right to visitation with a child has committed an act of domestic violence against the party making the allegation or a family or household member of either party, and such allegations are proven by a preponderance of the evidence, the circuit court must consider the effect of such domestic violence upon the best interests of the child, whether or not the child was physically injured or personally witnessed the abuse, together with such facts and circumstances as the circuit court deems relevant in making a directive pursuant to this section. 2. there is a rebuttable presumption that it is not in the best interest of the child to be placed in the custody of an abusive parent in cases in which there is a finding by a preponderance of the evidence that the parent has engaged in a pattern of domestic abuse. In the present case, the Circuit Court found and set forth in the divorce decree that, pursuant to Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913-101C, if a party proves by a preponderance of the evidence that domestic violence has occurred, the court must consider the effect of the domestic violence on the best interest of the minor child, and there is a rebuttable presumption that custody should not be placed in the custody of the abusive parent. The Circuit Court then found that in light of the testimony presented, Rashada had proved by clear and convincing evidence that joint custody was not in the child's best interest, noting her testimony regarding the domestic violation that occurred while she was pregnant, as well as the evidence of domestic violence with Veronica, and finding that it could not overlook the fact that domestic violence had occurred in two separate situations. We hold that the Circuit Court stopped short in its analysis under the statutory subsection. There is a rebuttable presumption that it is not in the child's best interest to be placed in the custody of an abusive parent where there is a finding by a preponderance of the evidence that the parent had engaged in a pattern of domestic abuse, Arkansas Code Annotated Section 913-101C2. There was not a finding by the Circuit Court of a pattern of domestic abuse in this case, and the only evidence properly before it regarding domestic abuse was the one incident concerning Rashada while she was pregnant. Because there was not a pattern of domestic abuse shown by admissible evidence, there was no presumption to be rebutted, and it was clearly erroneous for the Circuit Court to make that finding. End of quote. End of decision.